This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new study of everyday language use around the world has found that in informal settings, people almost always comply with requests for an object, service, or help. For their efforts, they receive an expression of gratitude only rarely in about one of 20 occasions. Las Vegas casinos with 25,000 union workers voted to authorize a strike to move forward negotiations. There hasn't been a strike in almost 30 years on the Strip. Research suggests that across Europe and North America, centrists are the least supportive of democracy, the least committed to its institutions, and the most supportive of authoritarianism. NFL players will be allowed to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but their teams will be fined by the league if they go onto the field and kneel, according to new rules adopted by owners in an effort to defuse an issue that escalated last season into a national debate catalyzed by President Trump. Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia are seeking waivers from the Department of Health and Human Services that would allow them to impose work requirements on some Medicaid recipients, but not all of them. They all included exemptions for counties with the highest unemployment levels, which are rural, mostly white areas. Urban centers, where lots of black people are unemployed, but whose county-level unemployment rates are lower, would be subject to the work requirement. Federal judges found that President Trump's Twitter feed is a public forum and that he can't block critics from engaging his account without blocking free speech. More than 2 billion people worldwide rely on rice as the primary food source. Fire departments rarely, if ever, hired women firefighters before the 1970s, but in 1972, Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibited employers from discriminating against women, and they began to gain access. Oxford, the elite British university, released some enrollment statistics to controversy. 8 of its 29 individual colleges failed to admit a single black Briton in one or more years from 2015 to 2017. A single private school admitted more students, 49, than black undergraduates from the rest of all of Britain, 48. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.